All right. So now that we've gone ahead and released all of this action that we no longer want to take with us into 2022, and we're ready to call in some new stuff that we want in 2022, I want you to actually do a physical declutter. So before the full moon, which is on January the 7th, I want you to declutter your inbox, maybe your desktop, your office space, your closet, your pantry, all of the above. I want you to just go ahead and declutter it all. I want you to even think about, like, what if your online subscriptions are no longer, like, useful to you? Are you paying for memberships or subscriptions that no longer are helpful? Get rid of them. I want you to reflect on who also brings you positive energy into your life. It's time to let go of the rest of the people and things that you've clung on to for too long. I really can't emphasize that enough. I really truly believe that in order to call in all the things that you want, you need to create the space, and you need to let go of the stuff that's just been clinging to you, that's occupying space for absolutely no reason. And then I want you to take this a step further. I want you to get rid of any commitments on your calendar that don't make you happy or don't make you feel fulfilled. If there's friends that you feel obligated to see, or family that you feel obligated to see, things that you feel obligated to do, I want you to make it a point this year to get rid of that. Remove it from your calendar. Instead, I want you to prioritize only doing things with your time that make you happy, that bring you joy, that make you feel at peace, that make you feel content. Otherwise, there's no point in doing them. So we want to go ahead and declutter everything, create space before January 17th. We're talking your computer, your office area, your closet, your pantry, your bathroom cupboards, whatever it is. I want you to get rid of that. Look at your online subscriptions, things that you're, you know, subscribing to. I just said that in like 14 different ways. But also removing commitments and people from your calendar that are no longer aligned with you and don't bring you the joy that you want in 2022.